Sometimes you gotta stretch the muscles. The writing muscles. And wonder if I had not just been shortlisted for Saturday Night Live and just got on the writing team this year, you know, what I would write. What I would write in this. For the weekend update, you know. So here goes. Keir Starmer announced that the UK population should not be panic buying petrol. That's all well and good, but the other day I had to suck dick for fuel, which was fine until he released himself into my mouth. I quickly realised there was no petrol in there. Artemis 2 astronauts are due to fly around the moon on Monday. Its spectacular launch was greeted with cheers from the onlooking crowds and thoughts from every single person watching of, it's definitely going to explode. They always explode. Tiger Woods has been arrested and charged with driving under the influence after he clipped a truck and rolled his car. Arresting officers instantly recognised 15 times major winner Woods and therefore didn't shoot him dead on sight. Don't know if I'd... Yeah. Oh, okay. Storm Dave is set to batter the UK with gales and blizzards over the Easter weekend. Met officers say this will be one of the worst Easter weekends on record. Apart from the one where Jesus was nailed to a post. Comedian David Mitchell has been announced as the winner of this season's Last One Laughing, a game show where the winner is the person that over the course of a few hours doesn't laugh. David Mitchell said he trained up for the event by watching the one sketch a week from Saturday Night Live that in all honesty doesn't quite work. It's been announced that no athlete is found to have taken a banned substance at this year's Winter Olympics. And now in other things that haven't happened news, there were no big plane crashes yesterday. No one of real significance died. And most remarkably, Artemis 2 has still not exploded. I just don't understand it. They always explode. And finally, World Cup final tickets are being sold at $11,000. England fans are being forced to suck dick for tickets. Which was fine until he released himself into my mouth. I quickly realised it's coming home.